The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up?
Oh, no!
It's over.
We are recording this Crosstalk Unhinged early in the week. We've had some issues with the board crossing over.
Check one, two, check. Check one, two.
You sound good.
We're in the Old National Bank studio upstairs on the 7th floor. Mm. And then the Old National Bank studio on State Street, of course, is downstairs. They're run by two separate boards. Greeny is on while we're recording this. And there has
Hembo.
He's not back yet. We've had some.
Greeny's on our show today.
Yes, we've had some issues. We're going to bring in Carlin, by the way, like what 5 minutes in. And say, Greeny, take a rest. We're going to bring in Chris Carlin.
What are you talking to Greeny about? About the Giants and Jets?
Football, Bears.
Sir loves him as a human being.
I
do, too.
Greeny as a human being.
He's
going to make a SIU Northwestern bat.
Oh, God. Good sweet Jesus.
Game of the week, Carm.
Oh, my God.
Game of the weekend.
That's awesome. I forgot about that.
We're worried that this is going to bleed over onto the air.
Do you want me to run outside and see if on the audio and see if you guys are crossing out?
If it does, we're in big fucking trouble.
you just took the bait, too. You're out. Say the F word, Johnny.
We'll see how it goes.
Nope.
Mr. Responsible over here.
Zetterman
talking
accused.
Talking about your leathery man sack a couple of times.
No, I will not.
Zetterman accused me of forcing the swearing. I guess not swearing too much. He used the, listening is a skill, Sylvie. He said that I am forcing.
It's not flowing naturally out of your mouth.
I think it is. I think this is how we talk to each other.
Yeah, I think
I almost swore at Yurko yesterday on the air, and I think you almost pummeled me.
I think there was almost a hug here before we all started this.
First of all, I'm not physically violent. I'm not.
Verbally violent.
I mean, listen. Verbally violent. Right. Yeah. I mean, I can lash out verbally, but no, physically.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
I mean, just because you play football doesn't mean you're physically violent. I am not a fighter. I fought Andy Jelinowski. I fought Jerry Zaleski. If you're Polish, there's a chance I'm
obviously,
not
fighting. Obviously, you're going to fought you.
Zaleski. I fought them. Really, the only two fights I ever got off the football field in the 8th grade and 6th grade.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Who was the auto parts king?
You learn not to fight after, you know, after a while. You learn not to fight.
Zaleski.
Yeah. No, Jerry Zaleski.
Z-A-L-E-W-S-K.
I sell auto parts for the American person. I sell American auto parts for the American people because that's what I care about.
Buy him a big bottle of bubbly, tell him to ice his marbles and...
Yeah. I don't know how Carmen remembers these lines.
He's the best at them.
Tommy Boy.
Yeah. I know. He's 30 years old, right?
More than how old is easy, it now? Easy. Tommy Boy's 30.
He had a rhyme with the ice the marbles.
He says, send him a bottle of champagne and a card. Right. What does he write? Tough break. Here's a bottle of bubbly on me. Use the ice to ice down your marbles.
Love Z.
That's what it was.
Love Z.
That was at the end of it when he got beat.
Awesome.
And Bo Derek. He's walking out with Bo Derek.
Yeah.
Is it important, Yurk, when you're younger and if you get into a fight to get punched in the like the Mike Tyson thing? Where you know then when you're getting into a fight what the repercussions could be, and you know how it feels like. Right. To me, I didn't get into fights, and it's almost like, well, not that I could do any damage anyway, but I'm like scared shitless of what it would feel like to get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
The first fight I had was in the locker room. A guy was talking smack. And I said, what'd you call me?
Is this Andy Jelinowski or
Jerry Zaleski? The second one, we just kind of tied up.
Yeah.
And I threw him to the ground. He separated his shoulder. And
that's no fun.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And that felt.
Were you picking on the little kids, or was it a man of similar
Andy
means?
Andy was a big fellow.
Okay.
Yeah, Andy and I. It was over a pencil.
Okay.
Over a pencil.
Number two pencil.
Yeah, we fought him over a pencil.
Baba Yaga over here.
He accused
you didn't kill a man with a pencil.
He accused me of stealing it. I said I didn't steal it. I don't even remember, but he accused me of stealing it, and he kind of embarrassed me a little bit.
I don't do homework, kid. Right.
Then we just scrapped up, boom, 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 we tied up. He might have hit me a couple of times. I don't even remember. I had my little valise, and one of my shoes fell out.
Did you get suspended from school?
And then I had to go find it, and one of the punk kids from above us, Ricky Sikora, took my shoe, and he took it to his house. I walked over to Ricky Sikora. It was a tennis shoe. Mom and Dad can't buy tennis shoes all the time, so I went over there and asked
him. What's one tennis shoe going to do for Ricky Sikora?
I don't know. I don't know. The old man was the mailman. So I went over there and I asked him what he did with my shoe. I said, I heard you picked it up.
Oh, God.
And he, I said, I want my shoe.
I want my shoe back.
And then he went in and gave me my shoe. I said, what did you
give
like,
him a beating as well?
This is the shoe? Guy who just separated Andy Zielinski's shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Zielinski, Andy Jelenewski.
And so I better give him his fucking shoe back.
And the next day.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a shit in your dad's mail pouch.
The next day.
Now I'm in too, guys. Suspend me too.
Listen, the next day I felt terrible. You feel terrible doing that.
Why?
Kind of
you, what, it's your shoe.
Not for the shoe.
Oh, you mean this,
for the separation
the shoulder.
Of the shoulder.
Yeah, that's
shoulder.
Bad.
He's on the wrestling team. I think I ended the wrestling, you know, I mean, for that year. I mean, that's no good.
Did you get suspended from school?
No good.
That's shitty.
It was across the street off the school property.
Oh, okay.
See, I thought it happened like impossible. They didn't mind you fighting back then.
Yeah.
On school property, mind you, fighting. But if you settled your differences out there, then you settled your differences.
Well, they still
out there.
They don't have much jurisdiction off school. I mean, you know.
Well, they like think they do.
No.
No. Oh yeah. Really? Oh yeah. They like think they do. No. Yeah.
On school property, I get it.
There was a kid, and you know how we'd go outside, we'd watch the fights, you know, and I had the loud mouth. I'm encouraging.
Come on.
I want hit him in the face. Hit him in the face. I'm fight guy.
Sure.
You know, I'm not.
You
the
are
kid,
fight guy.
The
aren't
kid
you?
Who never is could be in the fight, but
hit
is yelling.
Him in the face.
Punch him in the face.
And like you know, they were scraps, or then they'd eventually run out of steam and it would end. There was one kid in junior high who, when he had the kid down on the ground, he wound up and he kicked him in the face.
Ooh,
and that kid, it was a legend. Like, you never fucked with that kid, again.
What was his name?
I forget his name.
It was on tilt.
But it was like, you avoid, like, I don't even think he was
that
a bad kid.
Was Randy Merkin.
But, I was scared of him for the rest of my life.
I would be. You see him kick somebody else in the face.
Most of the fights in high school were over girls.
Yeah.
And then
stupid
you,
shit.
You learn over the course of time that's real silly to fight over girls.
Yeah.
You learn
fight over, you know, you're messing with someone else's lunch.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's like more junior high, I felt like.
Yeah.
Somebody took your fries, you told them not to. They took them anyway.
Yeah.
I almost got my ass kicked as a freshman.
In college or high school?
High school. I almost got my ass kicked as a freshman by a senior.
By a senior?
Yeah. His sister had a big mouth across the way. Yeah.
Had a what?
Tina was her name.
Big mouth.
Had a big
she
mouth.
Had a big mouth, was mouthing off, and I told her to shut the hell up. She says, I'm going to get my brother to kick your ass. And he comes over, and he had one of those chain wallets.
Oh, God.
One of the chains that hooked up to something on the belt.
Pack of cigarettes.
Did it scare you or make you laugh?
Pack of smogs out of Burnham, you know?
Did it make you laugh or did it scare you a little?
The thing that was a little bit, Scott Jackson walked over with him. And Scott Jackson.
You
was
say
our,
that like we should know who Scott Jackson
is. One of the Jacksons?
You don't want to fuck Scott with Jackson. Scott Jackson.
One of the Jacksons.
He's a defensive tackle on the football team as a senior, too.
Okay.
Scotty Jackson was a madman. I had him in his freshman Spanish class.
Oh, yeah?
He slept all day.
Yeah, like well, you were a freshman in a class with a senior?
Yeah, freshman, senior, in Spanish one.
In Spanish one.
And he slept all day. Mr. Harper came up and he says, Scott. He goes, can you say something? Yeah. My name is Scott in Spanish. Yeah. Me amo Scott, right? Simple. Scott looks at him and goes, why don't you call on somebody else? And then he proceeded to sleep in that class for the rest of the year.
God.
And that was it.
So Scott was a badass.
Why don't you call on somebody else?
Oh, my God.
And so I'm sitting there at the freshman table. Scott, who's the intimidating one, comes over. And then him. And so you do a quick assessment.
Yeah.
He's beatable.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned about
Scott's
him.
Scott's not as much.
He's not beating.
Which was the one that had
for
the
me,
chain wallet?
As a freshman.
Who had the chain wallet?
The other one.
Oh, the other one.
The brother came over there. And so you do a quick assessment, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, discretion's the better part of valor right?
That's right.
So they come over, we're not going to have a problem. I says, no, we're not going to have a problem.
Yeah.
No issues whatsoever.
I'll apologize to your sister right
now. Everything's good. Perfect.
You were modern day Liam Neeson over here.
All parties separated themselves, and I'm like, whoo.
Did you ever badmouth his sister again?
No, but Nick Baker, the brother, Tina Baker's brother, Nick.
Your memory.
He was in my class.
Him and I were friends.
A different brother?
She just had a mouth on her. She got lippy, you know? Yeah. Probably on her period or something.
All right.
You know?
What the lippy. Fuck
you're going? What? You know, she had a bad attitude that day. She came after me.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
Terrible. You know what I was
you're
thinking?
You're married.
Oh, but that doesn't mean
you ever sensed a little bit of anger around that time in
yeah,
a month?
I've
like saying what
that,
happened
yeah.
yesterday when you were angry at Sylvia. Were you on your period?
I mean,
yeah,
he was
menstruating.
First of all, I mean, it's not possible.
Oh, but that's how silly it is.
No, it's not, because there is.
Were there any hormones running through your system,
documented
Johnny?
Documented attitude issues when a woman's on her period. I was married for 20 and a half years.
That's your document. Is that your scientific research?
Yeah, it's my scientific research.
I think
a little more irritable. Trust me when I say it.
You remember Fight Club? I think Scott Jackson is actually Yurko.
I think it's Meatloaf.
I think because I've heard Yurko use that move when I like will set him up for something in crosstalk, and then he'll be like, why don't you fucking call on someone else? Yeah. You don't need to set me up. Yeah. I don't care. Like, that's I think like you're Scott Waddle. Jackson.
He wants Waddle to do something all the
He's
time.
Tyler Durden.
Waddle, why don't you run through the streets naked if this happens?
Yeah.
You get to run through the streets naked.
That is true.
And you look at him and go, no, Sylvie, I don't want to run through the streets naked. What are you
used
doing?
To when we're back in the show infancy, we can make him do that.
He's smart. I got wise. I'm older now.
That's my point. I go, then he does that to me now. I go, well, you got wise, I got dumb. All of a sudden,
hey,
no.
You're
trying to assign me work.
Put this outfit on, okay? And then run around outside.
Right. He wants to assign me work.
Why did you get so mad? Why did you get so mad at me?
It wasn't just you. It was your little Tinkerbell partner over there.
I didn't say anything.
On your shoulder, little Tinkerbell over there. Wising off. You guys were both saving the music yesterday, and you were ping-ponging me between the two.
I didn't say anything. All I did
At
was say...
At some point, I was like, what?
All I did was say, it's not the best comeback just to yell duh into the microphone. That's all I said.
I said more.
I know I didn't.
Yeah, you brought up Kansas City.
No, I
did. Yeah, you did.
Oh,
you
I did.
I did.
Guys,
listen.
I piled on it.
Because there's nothing up there.
Listen, hold on. That I did bust your balls on that.
Hold on.
But that was funny.
Listen, when the volcano builds, the volcano just doesn't out of nowhere just go, oh, there I go. I blew up for no reason. The volcano builds, right? And it builds from the ground up. The lava, it's molten, it's this, it's that. It takes a while for the volcano to blow.
It actually comes from beneath the surface, like even below your feet.
And then even though Waddle was to my right, it felt like I was getting it from here. I'm like, what? I didn't even know who I was talking to at the time, but it was both of you.
Johnny blew a stat.
Carmen with the smart ass in the class comments coming from the back.
I don't even think
it's something okay.
No, you just
came
saying, that's just a bad comeback.
Five touchdowns, 360 yards. I'm like, you
All I said was, that's mostly a bad comeback. I almost kind of agree with this premise about Quinn anyway, that you might be better served to hold on.
We settled on.
By the way, T.J. Watt may not need surgery.
He might come back in 6 weeks. Although, that seems like a recipe for disaster.
That's like having a partially torn Achilles tendon and being able to play again.
Like, it's the same thing. Like, what has happened?
I don't think so.
I think this is teams trying to keep their fan base, I don't know, I mean, not interested, but happy or satiated because... Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones was out there this morning saying, oh, yeah, we're not going to put Dak on injured reserve, which means they think he may be able to come back inside
of
4 weeks.
Jerry said that.
Yeah.
That ain't
happening. Jerry said after the game, he's going to be out 7-8 weeks. Today, this morning, I think it was Stephen Jones.
No, it was Jerry.
Was it Jerry, too?
Jerry,
said he could be back in less than 4 weeks. It's his
on his radio show.
It's his throwing hand.
Isn't it a bone?
I bet what he has... is the gamekeeper's thumb.
That's Yurko's hat.
Yeah, I said gamekeepers. I got it too.
You had that injury too?
But is
the gamekeeper's a broken bone?
Chipped a bone in my thumb.
What happens is the bone is, I think it's not even really, it's a bone that's not connected.
It separates off the tendon tears, the bone.
So do you need ossification?
Mine went over.
Yeah,
did you need
pins.
A pen?
I had two pins.
Yes.
Needs pins. A pen.
Yeah. But you always say ossification takes 6 weeks.
I
have no idea. When he said it, I was like, there's no chance that I don't know if he has gamekeeper, but like, there's no chance that I would be confident that he's going to be able to throw the football.
Well, Mark, what do you want to say? You're
waving. Tell Yurko to talk into his microphone.
Talk into your microphone, Mark. Oh, you're going to set him off again. The lava's going to build.
He's texting somebody right now. He's texting Andy Jones.
I got a big bocce ball game tomorrow.
Oh, God.
big bocce ball.
Between
game,
the big hole playoffs. Tournament at the golf club and then the tough pin.
It's amazing.
And then the bocce ball.
What kind of big hole tournaments are you in?
The big cup, whatever.
Big cup. This guy plays in the big hole.
The big hole.
The
big cup tournament and then the hardest pin tournament.
Listen, he's living his best life. We speak with jealousy in our voice.
I know, I do.
Because he's living his best life.
It's like he's back at college intramurals.
He's got all these. Beach, going to Vegas. Oh, by the way, I got my courses for Vegas.
In. Yeah. Cascada. Oh, he's playing Cascada in Vegas.
How are you going to be doing the Bears?
Oh, I won't be doing the
game show.
Oh, I'm flying to Dallas.
He's meeting me in Dallas.
I'm meeting him in Dallas.
Going to Dallas with Jimmy.
Oh. Going to Dallas with Jimmy. Me, Carmen, Peggy. Carmen and Peggy are doing the show on Friday.
Yes. Live in
I'm
Dallas.
Playing.
From Vegas?
Live in Dallas.
I'm jealous about it. And I'm still probably not. I'm thinking about
going?
Taking a family trip
to
there.
Dallas? Yeah.
There,
it's
right?
A good time
the,
of year to be in
the
Dallas.
The kids love football, right? Like, this was my first weekend where both boys
were watching.
We're not into it, like, a little bit, or they'd go away, they'd go on their iPad.
They're into it a lot.
They were into, like, all that, like, Mason. Mason was.
Dad, why is it pissing so bad at Soldier Field?
Why do they keep running the ball? They're not doing anything. I said, Mace, they're really backed up in their territory. It's really tough conditions right now.
And they're not throwing it very well at the moment.
Right, and they've got to live for another fight for another day here. And, like, it was good question. So the point is... Like
you
that
don't have
would
to worry
be,
about bad
I,
weather.
I wanna, and I want to see that stadium. Yeah. I've never seen the stadium.
It's great. It is. It's a great stadium.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not going to get wet down there.
Here's the golf in Vegas. You ready?
Not really.
South Shore Country Club.
Yeah. There's a South Shore Country Club there.
TPC Summerlin.
Yeah.
I think Rio Seco.
Rio Seco.
And Cascada.
Cascada's supposed to be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You going to go see Ronnie Mund? He would get along with Ronnie, wouldn't he, in Vegas?
I would get Ronnie the limo driver. You would
from
get
Howard
along.
From Howard Stern,
you would get along
two
with
peas
Ronnie.
In a pod right there.
How long are you going to go?
He's a sexual deviant, isn't he?
Ronnie?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he's a sexual deviant.
Well,
he's
friends with Kurt Busch.
Yes. He's got a predilection for a little something.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't mind being adventurous in bed.
He's got some different flavors.
What's he do?
Different flavors in the bedroom.
He likes insertion.
Yeah, he's very adventurous.
Yeah, for him.
Moon River.
He's like 70.
Wasn't that a request of an NFL quarterback recently?
I don't know. He's like 73. He's kind of a marvel.
Really?
Yeah. He's got a 40-year-old fiance. Like he's pretty impressive.
She must love limos.
I don't know.
It's got to be that.
What was this about an NFL quarterback?
You never heard some of the details that went along with some of the issues with
Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
He wanted insertion?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh,
I thought that was part of
the massage.
Yeah,
part of
the
massage, yes.
You guys may have.
What, did he want his oil check, too, at the same time?
I thought that was one of the reports that came out.
If that's what you like, that's fine. You can't go to a massage parlor
and ask for it.
No, I know. You want to do it at home.
I'm passing judgment on what you like.
Or exactly.
But there are boundaries.
Yeah.
There are boundaries.
Yeah. You got to have two willing parties.
When we
Deshaun.
Go downstairs for regular crosstalk on the air, I don't want that.
That might be a way to get to the psoaz muscle.
You used to do that to Merkin, though, back in the day. Merk would not be happy when you would smack him on the back.
Smack him in the backside?
We should, and I know we don't usually do too much sports stuff here, and we can save it. We can save it for regular crosstalk later. Yurk and I will probably talk about it on the show anyway, and then we should do it with you guys in regular crosstalk.
The clock management.
But the coaching malpractice that was on display last night by Nathaniel Hackett, truly spectacular.
And the
likes of which we should never see again.
And by the way, for us, look through the lens of our new coach, where none of that shit has happened so far with us. Like, we've gone through preseason games and now one regular season game. None of that fucking stuff has happened. Like, which is, again, last night, in my humble opinion, the Broncos lost that game. The Seahawks did not win that game. And when you have a better team and you let teams hang around and you make, I think the Broncos had 13 penalties. Fumbled twice at the 1 yard line.
At the 1 yard line.
And then also had a number of penalties inside the red zone.
Oh boy.
You know, the play clock's expiring. Like, and then you look at through the lens of our team.
Oh my
we may
God.
Not be where we want to be talent wise right now, but guess what? We don't beat ourselves through three preseason games and one regular season game. But that's what had me, like, we look like a Super Bowl caliber team.
based on procedure.
On the procedure alone. Yeah. I mean, it was really, really awful on the Broncos.
That's the one thing I was telling Sylvie before you guys got him.
Like, when you were going crazy on the text chat.
It chats my ass. Get in the huddle. Get out of the huddle. There's no excuse for, you know, they were 2nd and 6. Russ is a 9-time Pro Bowler. Hackett's a first-time coach. It happens once. Russ goes to the sideline and says, listen, play's got to come in quicker. Right. Let's go.
Otherwise, I'll call it myself.
I'll call it myself. Exactly. That's why you gave me $250 million and you gave up 2 first-round picks.
I know what I want to run here.
It's going to happen one time. Yeah. And then it becomes a Russ issue as well. They were 2nd and 6, I think, twice. And they took – it was either – that one was a the clock expired, and the other one is they had to snap it so quick because the clock was expiring that one of their guards jumped off.
Oh, my
and
God.
Now you're 2nd and goal from the 11.
It's
you know what I mean? Like, you can't have that really stuff
awful.
Happen.
Really awful. Really bad mechanics and procedure in the red zone. And at one point, I think Aikman even said, and heck, it's got to be thinking, what do I have to do to punch it in? Stop being boneheads.
Isn't that what chapped our asses as Bears fans for the last two or three years more than anything?
Well, it was awful.
It's when you have a young coach who's never coached before, head coach, and then he's calling plays too, like Nagy.
It's a great
that's
point.
The problem. I mean, Nagy, like Nick Foles, say what you want if Nick Foles is good or not. Nick Foles knows pace, how to run a tempo, how to run the offense.
Amen.
And the Bears, remember that game? They were getting momentum.
Yes.
And he's like, get the fucking play in. Let's go. Yeah. We're marching. Let him keep them off balance.
Yeah.
And Nagy's like, well, wait a minute. I got to check the Denny's menu.
I don't know what to do next.
Right.
So let me go to the down and distance and see what we're going
to go to the Denny's menu, what it calls for.
Next thing you know, the play's not in on time. It's such a great point, Sylvie, because Hackett's trying to do it all. Where our guy is a defensive-minded coach. He's not even calling the defenses.
He's the head coach.
He's being the head coach.
Kind of like Tomlin.
Holmgren used to go over the damn thing before. When the defense is on the field, Holmgren's going, okay, this is the way I want to attack. So Holmgren's putting his series of plays together while the defense is out there.
Maybe Rare is the
that
guy.
That way when he gets out and he sees, the, you know, okay, where are we at? All right, here we go. I've got my series of plays that I think we're going to be in. Like, he knows on that first down play, he thinks he's going to get 6 yards. He's anticipating 2nd and 4. Then he's got something for 2nd and 4. He's anticipating a first down. That's what he's got going during the break. During his break is when the defense is on.
But even Holmgren wasn't Holmgren a really good play caller in San Francisco? Didn't he call plays in San Francisco?
I believe he did.
So he called plays. Matt Nagy had 6 games of play calling, and now he's trying to call plays and be the head coach. Hackett did not call the plays in Green Bay, right?
I'm sure LaFleur called plays.
So now he's trying to be a head coach and a first-time play caller?
O'Connell looked good doing it. I don't know how much O'Connell called plays. I don't know.
Well, I would think at the end of the day, McVay was making most of the play calls.
That's what I would think.
Yes.
Right? I mean, McVay's got that sheet and is talking an awful lot. I don't think O'Connell plays a lot, but I thought he did a good job.
Some guys can do it. Listen.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. We're going to go.
By the way, the Rams had problems with it all year last year. They won the Super Bowl. I get it. I bet if you go back and look, Stafford was always either rushing to the line of scrimmage or taking
surprising with McVay
delay of game calls.
That shouldn't be happening.
Well, it's Sylvie's right. It's because the guy's trying to do it all.
Right.
Yeah,
plus
it's hard.
It's the length of play sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes McVay's length of play.
They got to call that. They got to put the motion in. They got to do this. Then they got to go, okay, check with me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Go do your tease and wrap us up here, Carl.
All right, good stuff, guys. Enjoy Green Bay. We'll talk about that
Blue Chew if you can
next week.
Yeah, Blue Chew always presents Crosstalk Unhinged. We love them.
The game that we're all hard for, right? I don't know if it's awfully early in the week to be picking games against the Lions. Maybe we don't have to do that this week. But I'll just say, I think the game we're all probably hard for outside of Bears-Packers is the Thursday night game.
Yes.
The game, right?
I mean,
fucking Herbert and Mahomes. Are you kidding me? That's the game.
Also, there's a baseball game to be hard for on that Thursday as well as the White Sox take on the Guardians.
I'll save it a lot for the show today
I'm
with Yurko.
I'm for Notre Dame football.
You really?
Well, I am. And what a disgrace it is right now. 3 straight losses. This is terrible. It's awful.
Yeah, he's 0-3 as coach, right?
Thundering herd of Marshall. One of my former guys, Bill Legg, is there. Mike Bartram, the former tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a coach on that staff also.
Stephon Gilmore's baby brother is the kid who had that pick six. That's Stephon Gilmore's brother, Stephen Gilmore.
Thursday's the season for you guys, isn't it?
Thursday's the season. I think you're right. I wish Cease were pitching. I don't know why they haven't changed the rotation to have Cease throwing that game.
Well, you better win Tuesday and Wednesday for Thursday to even matter.
Yeah. You were having a tough time finding a parking spot. Did you see the La Russa article by Nightingale?
No.
More good stuff about all the players' quotes talking about how Miguel Cairo has fired this team up. Yeah.
Is it any surprise?
Duh!
Well done, Tommy.
T-minus 3 minutes and counting.
Go ahead, guys.
Yurko, you go do the tease. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
Oh, you're now suspended too, kid. Yeah.